Going. We're on. We're already on. Oh, I forgot my rings. Oh well. Hi everyone.
Hello.
Can you believe we're in person? We're so excited for this, and we thought it's a Sunday, so we're just relaxing.
Yep.
But we need to do a podcast in person because we're running out
We
of
did say
time.
we would, and yeah.
So here we are, and we have some questions that I asked on my story yesterday. Let's dive straight in, shall we? Yeah, my eye is bloodshot. You can't tell on Zoom. Can you tell in person? Wait, that one.
A little bit, not much.
Why can't you tell on Zoom? Can't even see
Okay,
myself. The podcast, I'm sorry about this because you're missing out on the video. Okay, so let's dive straight in. The difference between therapist and coach and our experiences of both. Since you're a guest in my house, would you like to go first with this one?
sure, yeah. So I have had two therapists and two coaches for recovery. My first therapist was not anything to do with eating disorders whatsoever. It was just I was desperate to find somebody. I was in a really bad place, and my friends found this therapist. To be honest, he was completely pants, and he didn't understand anything to do with eating disorders. So that is the first thing I would say is you need somebody that has experience with helping people with eating disorders, definitely. So I then had a different therapist who did have experience in working with people with eating disorders. My experience was she was probably what I needed at the time for a short time, but I just wanted to get on and recover. I didn't want to do the softly, softly, slowly, slowly kind of approach. And so the first couple of sessions with her were great because I was just so fucking scared. Just actually being there was a huge thing for me to do. But then I kind of felt like I just wanted to get on, and I felt like almost like I was being held back. And then I had my first coach who really helped me with the practical aspects of eating, and guided me with that, but didn't help me with any sort of emotional stuff particularly. So I'd say difference between the therapists and her was the therapists were very, very softly, softly. The first coach was very matter of fact, this is what you need to do. And I guess I probably feel now that was more mentoring than coaching. She was giving me a set of instructions, guideline to follow.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. And then I met you, and the world changed. And I started to. Well, you asked me questions. You
That's
made me look,
official coaching, yeah.
you made me look at inside myself
All the
and
answers
finding
there.
out what was going on. And you were the first person to say, so what are you afraid of? Gaining weight, and what does that mean? And what does that mean?
Yeah.
And for me to actually explore the reasons below the reasons,
Other
as
than
it
just the
were.
set of instructions to
Yes.
do the behavior side of things.
And that was absolutely what I needed to properly recover, to not just weight restore, but to find out who I was and to get curious. And yeah, so to me, from my experience, and I'm sure every single person is going to be different.
Yeah.
Each of the therapists, each of the coaches I had were very, very different. But to me, the difference between true coaching, which is what I had with you, and therapy was uncovering my limits and facing my own truths.
Yeah, I agree. So for me, and let's speak to our friend Harriet Frew, who is a therapist. But I know she's very much, whether she agrees with this or not, I see her as a coach slash like
I do.
therapist, like both.
Yes.
But so her aside, the therapist I've had, and they've been named different things, psychotherapist, counseling therapist. When I was in the anorexia, I didn't want to be there. So no matter who the therapist was, it wouldn't have made any difference because I was sat there with my arms crossed the whole time and just shaking my head or nodding and not wanting to speak. But when I did want to get help, which is when I went to psychotherapist counseling, which I guess it's the same thing in a way, I guess there's distinguishes between each
Yeah, just
one,
different
but
directions within the same field is my
yeah.
interpretation. I maybe if you're a psychotherapist, you might think
Yes.
differently.
Yeah. So
That's my interpretation.
yeah. So I had different ones and I want to say I learned a lot. I learned some stuff, but not enough compared to coaching, which is why I became a coach and not a therapist, because then I had coaches. So therapist helped me not even go that deeper, actually.
I found it was about
Yeah.
coping mechanisms, giving me coping
Yes.
mechanisms to deal with what was going on rather than
Yeah.
uncovering and sorting out what was going on.
Absolutely, thinking back actually. So it wasn't even that deep rooted. We spoke a bit about mum and dad, but not really to the depth of what I support clients
Yeah.
in going to. And there wasn't really a lot of action. And the biggest difference that I see or saw, and that's why again I became a coach, is that feeling of when you hire a coach, a good coach, you feel like someone's with you on the journey. You're not just
Yes.
seeing them once a week or twice a month, and the session, and they care in the session. Not saying they don't care out the session, but you know what I'm saying. There's a difference
Totally.
between a coach being so invested in your journey too, with message support in between, any questions answered. It's almost like a journey you're on together.
Yeah. And then the momentum doesn't drop in between
Yes.
sessions, does it?
No. And also with our pricing structure as coaches, there's a reason that we don't offer just single sessions as and when, because when you are in need of support and help, and this is from my personal experience investing in myself with coaches too, when you sign up for a 3 or 4 or 6 month program and you pay that money in advance or in installments, so you're committed to it, you see it through to the end when it
Yes.
gets hard. So if you were to just like grad, you know. And I know everyone's not in a position to be able to do this financially, but that's why we have group coaching as an alternative and stuff like that. But if I were to just show up and pay session by session, when weight gain happened, for example, and I was hit with that massive fear wall, I probably would have retreated
I would have
back.
retreated, definitely. And when it got hard, it was hard all the way through, but
Yeah.
those times where you think, I literally just can't do this. This is beyond me. I'm not strong enough. I can't do it. I think I would definitely have given up.
If you hadn't
And
committed.
yeah, and definitely paying what to me was a big amount of money
Yeah, it is.
really was part of the
Yes.
commitment because that was, I suppose, the first step to self-love.
Paying, investing, I like a better word, investing in yourself
Yes.
and in your journey and having that skin in the game,
Yeah.
you show up because it's like, holy shit, this kind of needs to work.
Yeah.
And it does.
Although with the one-off sessions or single sessions, I do actually do that now for clients that have finished their
Block.
block and
Yeah.
they're doing really well and but just want to check in occasionally. Because they've done the work, as it were. I mean, the work never ends, does it? But
That makes sense, though, because they've had they've got that strong
yes,
foundation. Yeah.
yeah. I mean, we did that as well,
Yeah,
actually.
we did. So that's our take on, and again, like Julia said, every single person is different. Every therapist is different. They may
Yeah.
work very much like a coach, and every coach is different. But that's our experience, and that's why we went into coaching. And not gonna lie, the amount of training and things the therapist has to ju they have to jump through a lot of hoops. They have to be monitored a lot. And I'm
Yes.
not afraid of being monitored, but I want complete free range on how to support my
Well, then we
clients'
can move use different things.
modalities.
Yes, that's the word.
Give Julia a word for the day.
Yeah.
Exactly, because I'm not certified in, let's say, NLP. However, one of my best friends is, and I've learned a lot. So I'm not
Yeah.
certified in NLP, but I know what I'm doing, and I use that with some clients. If if I need to. And then inner child healing and CBT and all the things that I intuitively use through coaching, through my clients, you wouldn't be able to do that if you were a licensed
No, you
therapist.
have a more structured path
Yes.
you have to follow.
I don't like structured paths. I don't like being kept
But
in a.
everybody's different, aren't they?
Yeah.
So somebody's needs may need a bit of this and a bit of that and a bit of this and a bit of that,
Definitely.
rather than just CBT or
Yeah.
just NLP or.
1,000%, which is why I love coaching, because we have free rein as well. And also, you need to really trust the person that you're working with. Oh, one other thing I'll say, then we will go on to the next question. And I think you and I both agree on this. I believe the therapist or coach or mentor needs to have experienced what you're coming to help them with.
100%.
Like, I'm not a parenting coach because I've not had children. So, yeah, I can use my knowledge, but I don't know what it's like to be in a situation when your child or teenager is doing something. You do, I don't.
Yeah.
But I do know what it's like to be in anorexia, bulimia, binge eating, self-hate, abuse, petrified fear of weight gain, all the things. I've been through it. So, that's really, in my opinion, really important. So, follow your heart with who you choose to support you. Oh, we're looking at the questions. Young lady who asked this question, and I'm not going to say her name. I know she was half joking. However, the question is, by the way, can you fix me? Question mark.
You
And
are
then she said
not
she loves
broken.
us. Yeah. Say that again, because I talked over you.
You're not broken.
You don't need to be fixed.
You're not broken.
No. And I'm going to use fix it in brackets, air quotes, because those are the words that you've used. We can't fix you because all we can do is guide you, hold up a mirror, ask the right questions, all that. And you get to quote fix. There's no fixing, fix yourself. And that's the shit part. No one can do it for you. No one's going to rescue you.
When I first started recovery, I felt like I had this big pack, this big case full of issues. And I thought, crazily, that I could hand it to somebody
And
and
I would take it
they'd
away
make it
from
all
you.
right and then give it back to me okay.
Yeah.
And I felt the answer, they would fix me. That's what I thought. And it was a huge learning curve to discover that I had to look inside myself, and all the answers were inside myself, and
Yeah.
no external, there is no magic, there is no way round, there is nothing that you can say, oh, actually, this supplement will do it.
That pill,
That,
that magic wand,
if I do this kind of therapy, that's
it's going
gonna
to be
do it.
easy.
Yeah. Hypnosis, yeah, that's going to do it. And all these things may help in the short term. There's
Definitely.
no, I'm
Yeah.
not saying they're all a load of
No,
rubbish.
because we use hypnotherapy and in our
Yeah.
coaching. Yeah.
And they may all help in some way, but the answer's in your heart.
Always. And what I would say there as well, off the back of that, is I got annoyed the wrong feeling when I really realized that nobody is coming to save me. There's no fairy godmother, there's no man on a white horse, there's no magic wand, there's no coach or person that will make everything easily better. That sucked to
Yeah,
be in that truth.
100%.
And then once I allowed myself to feel the suck and be like, that's not fair, it's not fair still, and I'm upset about that, then the only choice I had was to take responsibility and connect to my inner power and do it my fucking self with the right support.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's going to be uncomfortable.
I think it's worth speaking to that because we've had conversations in the woods, haven't we, about our clients. Like, we just take
That
my
sounds really
jumper off.
strange. We've had conversations in the
Conversation
woods.
about my clients. Not divulging any personal
No,
data, by the way, but
no.
in general.
Just, it's really helpful actually to discuss different situations and stuff,
Yeah,
isn't it?
it is. Because what we found is, and I guess I did this until I realized there was no way around it. And that's where I was kind of like, right, then let's go. You, and I've said this again, but before, but I'll say it again, you cannot recover from an eating disorder without being in fear most days until you're not in fear anymore.
Yeah.
There's no way around it.
And the eating disorder is going to tell you that you are disgusting and selfish and greedy and
Lazy and
lazy
disgusting.
and everything, all the things. It's going to tell you that you're never going to stop gaining weight.
Yeah.
It's going to tell you all this stuff. And
It will.
it's going to just keep on doing that until it stops.
And the only way it stops is, this is so counterintuitive, to go against what it's telling
Yeah.
you because you train yourself by your behaviors. I think I've even written this down here on one of my little post-it note thingies. You teach yourself by your behaviors. So why not teach your brain? Your brain currently has an eating disorder. You don't, because you're not your
Yeah.
brain. It's really worth noting. So teach your brain not to have an eating disorder by doing actions, as well as, of course, the inner child work, the emotional support, all the stuff underneath, by doing the actions of someone who hasn't got an eating disorder. And then the fear does go, we promise you. How many
Yeah.
times did you cry and me over porridge
Every
and food?
day, for ages, every day.
Yeah.
And the actions that you need to take, the practical actions, not, I'm not talking about the inner child, the deep healing and
Yeah,
stuff,
because that needs to
but the
happen
practical
too.
actions are really exactly the opposite of everything the eating disorder
Yeah, so
says.
that's quite simple, not
Yeah,
easy, but it's
it's
simple.
simple. It's not easy, but it
Yeah.
is simple. So the eating disorder is like a reverse instructor almost.
Oh, I love that. So when you're having toast and the eating disorder's like, only put like a scraping of butter on,
Yeah.
I would be
Smother
like,
it.
do you know what? I'm gonna fucking put too much butter on,
Yes.
whatever too much
Make it
means.
drip.
Yes. And you do that with repetition and consistency and share with your coach who can
Yeah.
celebrate the shit out of you
Definitely.
and support you through the fear of weight gain and all of that. And ultimately, knowing that this sweet soul's question is coming from a lot of unworthiness, feeling unworthy, unworthy of recovery, unworthy of being happy. The only issue with that is, which is why it's keeping you stuck, is nobody, nothing, even us with multiple permission slips, can tell you you're worthy enough. You've got to just choose that yourself. And I know that sounds like so untangible. Is that a word?
It is now.
Is now. But it's, you have to just decide, even if you don't believe it, it's a decision, isn't it? The word decide comes from Latin, which means to cut away. You make your mind up that I deserved it. I didn't think that though. Help me out here. I'm talking a
I
load of
suppose
bullshit right
I
now.
worked it out with, well, I didn't work it out, you helped me. But what? If I wasn't worthy, if I wasn't good enough, right? Why? What had I done so wrong that would make me not good enough? And what would I look at in others that would make them not good enough? And like not good enough to eat, not worthy of having food. And I couldn't think of a single reason why even people who I thought were had done some awful, awful things like murderers and abusers, child abusers, and all that sort of thing, or even like Hitler. He still deserved to eat. He was still deserving and worthy, good enough to eat because he was a human being.
And that comes
So,
with being human.
yeah.
Yeah. And everyone's either doing something for it's an act of love or a cry for love. And that's deep spiritual work to be able to be open to seeing that. Because
Yes.
obviously, what we're saying these people have done, it's never going to ever fucking be okay.
No,
Never. But
but they
in
still
their
deserve to
world,
eat.
oh, absolutely, yeah. Unless someone wants to torture them and kill them, which
Yeah.
isn't love at all.
No. So every living
Yes, thing.
being, yeah, is deserving of eating, and we wouldn't have been designed to
Eat.
eat as a necessary part of our survival. If we didn't all deserve it, if that
Yeah.
wasn't, if we weren't good enough. So, although I didn't
1,000%.
feel like I was good enough, I didn't
Yeah.
feel like I was worthy, I couldn't find a good enough reason to not
Intellectually,
be.
yes. And I think that feeling of not being worthy is like, it's deep shame, isn't it? It's
Yes.
shame of being human. It's a shame of being who you are. But you can use your intellect like you
Yeah.
did. to, even if it didn't feel true,
No, it
to
didn't feel true, but
understand.
logically there was no
No.
reason why I wasn't good enough.
And you wanted recovery.
And I wanted to not hate myself.
Yeah. And so you went on that journey, and here you are
Yeah.
doing the opposite of that, which is really cool. So, sweet blank name, who I almost said, you don't need fixing. You have everything you need within you. You just need to literally decide. You and I both fucking know that you can do this. It's the
You can do
decision.
it
Yeah.
so
It's the
much.
decision. She's waiting for permission that only she can give herself.
Yeah.
So give yourself that permission now, not tomorrow,
Yeah, stop
now.
waiting. Stop saying, oh,
For what? For
yeah.
what?
And nothing in your life is more important than your
No,
life.
nothing. Even if you have to stop everything
Yeah.
in order to actually
Your
live
life
again.
is more important than everything.
Yeah. So you've totally got this. You know who you are.
And do
Just do it.
it.
As Nike says, just do it. I love
Just
that
do it.
slogan.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this question, didn't we?
Yes, this I was excited by this. This was where
You
my
go, because I'm
mindset
leading.
was,
Yeah.
wasn't it?
This was your.
Tips on gaining weight in the beginning stages. First of all, you're bloody amazing for coming at it from that mindset.
What a question.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Because why do we love this question so much?
Because it shows you want to get better.
You are absolutely committed to recovery to
Yes.
ask that
Yeah,
question.
100%.
Yeah.
You probably have absolute fear about gaining weight.
If you didn't, you
Yeah,
wouldn't be
then,
where you
yeah,
were, right?
exactly.
Yeah.
But wow, brilliant. Hats off to you and celebrating you so much.
Me too. Can I go? Because I'm like revving.
Yeah,
I'm like
go.
raring to go with this. So to answer the direct question, tips on gaining weight fast in the beginning stages. Number one, visit your doctor and get some bloods done and have regular checkups just to
Yes.
make sure you're not going to be at risk of refeeding syndrome.
Yeah.
That's out of our jurisdiction, but you just need to be working with a doctor with bloods, right? Because you had to
Yes,
do that
I did,
too.
yeah.
And then after you've set that up and those appointments up, I would start with as little volume as possible,
Yep.
with as much nutrition and calories as possible. So I love this one. Literally get a tub of Ben and Jerry's and melt it and just drink it. I'm not joking. Make a smoothie out of it. Anything that you can do to get as much density as possible
Yeah.
without the volume of, because it's going to be hard on your
Yeah, it's really
digestion.
hard to have a lot of volume. Cheese cubes,
Yeah.
nuts,
Yeah.
chocolate.
Coconut oil, olive
Yeah,
oil,
lots of
butter.
butter,
Yeah.
nut butters,
Yeah.
chocolate spread.
Oh, Nutella. I used to drink Nutella. Not that I wanted to, but I was in the feasting mode and I couldn't not, which is a good thing.
I try to make all my drinks count as well. So I
Adding
had
stuff
those
in.
milkshakes and stuff as drinks because they don't.
That's a great idea. Yeah, the weight gain milkshakes.
Yeah, they taste rank, but they it works.
Yeah.
I ate a lot of stuff that didn't taste great, to be fair.
But you were committed to recovery though.
Yes. Yeah.
Belvita's in the night. I mean,
Yep.
they're not especially like
I'm happy to have
highly.
those at the beginning, but in the early stages, I was just looking for things that had, as one of my clients says, concentrated
I
calories.
love
I'm
that. But we
brilliant
don't
at.
want to be looking at calories, but if you at the end of the day, let me put it this way. Anyone with an eating disorder knows about nutrition.
Yeah,
They know
100%.
if they're looking at a Mars bar or a protein bar, if they want to gain weight, which can be part of recovery for some, especially from the anorexia recovery, you need to choose the Mars bar.
Yeah, fudge.
Oh, I love fudge so much. Fudge, these types of stuff, you know,
Yeah.
it's not rocket science, but there's going to be a lot of fear there. And so, as little volume as possible to support your digestion. And obviously, you'll have a fear of fullness that you would need someone to support you to work
Yeah, I
through.
pretty much cut out fruit and vegetables
Yeah.
actually in the early stages
Yeah.
because your body has to work so hard to digest them.
Yeah.
And the more processed foods you can have, and it goes against everything you've learned in nutrition
And everything that's in the world at
and
the
yeah, diet,
moment.
culture, and stuff.
Yeah.
But that's the easiest that stuff for your body to digest
It
because the
loves it.
processing has done part of the work for
Yeah,
that digestion.
exactly. And if you're worried about, you know, getting enough vitamins and minerals, etc., take a really decent
And a
multivitamin,
good probiotic.
good probiotic and fish oil and vitamin D
Yes.
and one more calcium, Magnesium. So magnesium before bed, ideally with magnesium and calcium mix, because the calcium is needed for the magnesium to be absorbed before bed. And then during the day, 10,000 ICU, unless that's a
I
hospital
see.
term. I see the on the vitamin
Yeah.
D3, there's like an I, think it's IU, 10,000 IU a day. And that's what how much I take, not even in recovery. A decent multivitamin, an omega-3, and a prebiotic.
Probiotic.
Probiotics, I take both. A probiotic, but pre's not important. In fact,
Pro,
avoid that because that's actually
yeah.
some kind of fiber.
Yeah.
So that's important. And so, and please let us know, by
Yeah.
the way, please let us know whether publicly and tag us in our stories or send us a DM how you get on with this because we freaking love this question.
Yeah.
Okay, next one, and I'll let you answer first. Oh, this is from our lovely friend Carla. When did you realize that you're going to be friends forever? Which is a great question because we work with a lot of clients, right? So we
Yeah.
can't be friends with everyone,
No.
obviously. I'll let you speak first because we chatted about this earlier and we both had exactly the same realization, didn't we?
Yeah. So, I mean, there was always a connection, a really good connection throughout the coaching.
Yeah.
And then I came over here, Netherlands, for a self-love day,
In coach, under the
under
coaching
the
umbrella
coaching
kind of
umbrella.
thing. Yeah.
And very amazing, very challenging.
Yeah, don't give my secrets
No, I'm
away.
not going to give your secrets away. Wow. And it, I think I said, oh, I'd love to see you if you come over to England, come stay. And you said, okay. And I was like, oh my God. But there was, I suppose I didn't have the self-confidence I have now. So I kind of felt that it probably was just a throwaway comment in a way, but then I didn't. That makes no sense, does it?
Yeah, I think you, I
I
don't
didn't
think you
dare to
allow,
believe.
yes, exactly that I
Yeah.
meant it.
Yeah.
Because I also don't say shit I don't mean, because I'm doing
Yeah.
a lot of work on people pleasing. And I wouldn't have said that if I didn't mean it. If you'd got me a couple of years ago, I might have said it and not meant it, but I did mean it, which is why I said it.
Yeah. And so
Yeah.
then, I don't know, the coaching finished and we just naturally
Yeah.
messaged quite a lot and chatted quite a lot anyway,
Yeah.
didn't we?
About, well, the thing is though, I supported you at the beginning of your coaching journey
Yes.
to so that was that as well. So I supported you to become a recovery coach
Yeah.
and just shared everything that I'd done. And now you're a recovery coach with paying clients and a great podcast and all those things. So then we started talking more about just businessy stuff because we shared
Yeah.
the same lifestyle then.
Yeah. And then you came over.
I came over to stay. I didn't even go to Derby, which is where I'm from. I went straight to Southampton, is it?
You flew
Airport?
into Southampton, yeah, and
Yeah.
then came down to Bournemouth.
Yeah, where Julie's from.
And
The rest was history,
the
wasn't
rest was
it? Oh
history.
my
It was
God.
so easy. It was just like,
Literally
yeah,
sisters.
there's no trying to be polite, trying to please. There's none
No,
of that. It's
there
just,
was no coach client vibe at
no.
all. That just went.
And so much fun. We were like
Oh my
children
God.
playing on
Our
rope
inner children
swings
are
and
obsessed with each other, aren't they?
yeah, so
Probably not, so
much.
it's a bit weird, but they just love each other so much.
Yeah.
And now it's the same, isn't it? It's just amazing.
I can't
It's
believe I'm
so
going home tomorrow.
easy. I know, I don't want you to go home tomorrow. It's just so easy.
Is.
And oh, she's even cooked dinner for us as well. It's just so easy. I can't describe it. It's such a beautiful. So to answer, okay, how do we answer the question directly? When did you
When did
realize?
you realize?
When I came over to stay with
Yeah.
her and our inner children connected, we had so much fun. I felt like I was home at your
Yeah,
house.
just the fact that it was so easy. That was, I couldn't
Almost
get
like
past it.
too easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I can't describe it.
Yeah.
So we knew before, but we knew consciously when I came to stay.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy I did. And I'm so grateful that Julie found me because it's getting dark. Because Julie said to me in the consultation call, and she was right, and that's she helped me change my website a little bit. She said, your website is aimed primarily at binge eating recovery, which it was.
Yeah, and I've never binged in my life.
No. So what makes you in alignment with me or something. You didn't ask it like that, but you
No.
asked something like that. And I just shared from my heart. I can't remember what I said now. And then that encouraged me to actually tweak my website a bit, because I do help women in all different kinds of stages of eating disorders. I know binge eating is a response to restriction anyway. Only the one we were chatting about, binge eating disorder with no prior restriction, is different. And I help women in all eating disorders anyway. So yeah, I'm so grateful that you found me.
So am I.
Oh my
So
God.
grateful.
And I've met her husband, Dave, as well, who's actually epic and hilarious. You would have met him through Julia's podcast. Great guy. Oh yeah. Shall we leave that one till last? Because it's a little bit different to that one. We've got two questions left. How did you deal with not knowing what you'd look like at your set point? Great fucking question. Can I go first?
Okay, so ultimately, it doesn't matter what you look like at your set point, because it's you are not your body, you are not what you look like. But that doesn't really answer the question. How did you feel about not knowing?
Yeah,
Terrified, to be quite honest.
I was petrified. I thought I
Absolutely
was going to gain weight
terrified.
forever and just get fatter and fatter and fatter and fatter. And then I had the thoughts of like, well, is restriction better than that?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. There was several times where I was just like,
I can't.
yeah, ready to go back to the eating disorder.
Yeah. But you have a great coach who's been through it and who also knows the science behind set point weight. That was a game changer for me, actually, to read up and educate myself, because my coach at the time didn't know this. So, throughout my journey, I've had different coaches, but none of them were like me or you, because they just weren't. We put everything together that we've learned.
Yes.
So
And
I, sorry, go on.
I was going to say it's the self-love aspect is huge.
Oh yeah, we'll go into that in a sec. But in terms of set point weight, for me to look at the science of that, it was almost like proof that my fear needed to reassure itself
Yes.
that you will not gain weight forever and ever and ever. There will be a point where, when you're eating unrestrictedly and you have a healthy and happy relationship with food, mentally, physically, emotionally, your body will just arrive at a weight. And this is my weight. And I do want to say, of course, it's still in the normal size. No one looks at me in the street. Well, who freaking knows? They might. I can fit in a seat. I'm not worried about shopping at standard clothes. So I have recovered in a slim body. So I want to point that out. But that does not take away the fact I would rather have died than gain weight at one point. So I just want to also validate my own experience there and say that I was petrified.
With regards to the science of the set point weight, though, I'm sure most people's eating disorders, and mine certainly did say, well, what about people who are
Yep.
in supersized bodies?
Absolutely.
And my answer to that is,
There's so
I
much there.
feel that that's almost an eating disorder in itself.
That could be binge eating disorder without any
Yes.
restriction.
Your body's natural set weight range will be where you are at your optimum health.
Yes.
And you can be either side of that for any number of reasons.
Yeah.
But when you listen to your body
Do the
and
emotional
you do the
work,
emotional
trauma
work
stuff.
and you follow your body's cues, you will arrive at your set weight range. And
Yep.
that is where you are the healthiest.
Yes.
And there's many reasons people are either side of that.
Yeah, because naturally there's people in bigger bodies who are in their natural healthy set point
Yes, there
weight.
are, and they're very healthy.
Yes, exactly that. And because we're not all meant to be the same
No, and there's people in
genetically.
smaller bodies who aren't at their set point weight and who are not in good health.
No, but who might look in good health?
Yes, because that's just how society's conditioned us to believe that smaller is healthier, and
Yeah,
it's not
it's
true.
not at all. So, how did we deal with not knowing? Do you know, I'm going to give you one word, which it might be such a shit word to say, depending on. In fact, I know this soul actually. I'm seeing her next Sunday.
Hey.
Yeah. So I know you can handle the answer to this. But someone who might not be where you are might not understand this word. Surrender to the fact that you, number one, you have two choices. It helped me to be like, okay, well, I can go back to the eating disorder at
At any point,
any
really.
point and live with a restrictive eating disorder for the rest of my life. Fell into that. No fucking thank you. The second choice is to keep going, to get the right support, to trust and surrender that your body knows what it's doing, because it really does. I mean, for goodness sake, it
Yeah.
beats your heart every day without you having to think about it.
The whole when you need a wee going for a wee helped me. Your body knows
Yeah.
what to do. Excuse me, I'm going to cough.
That's fine. the same time, it won't pick it up, I don't think, on the microphone. Your body knows what to do. So I invite you to write a list, and you've done this. I'm speaking directly to the person who asked the question. You've already done this, but anyone else, write down 100 reasons why you can trust your body. You might be repeating yourself a bit, but let's push ourselves. 100 reasons why you can trust your body.
Yeah.
And then why the hell then can you not trust your body for it to guide you to what it needs to eat, how much it needs to rest, and then it will arrive at a weight that's healthy for you. And then there is such thing as potential overshoot. Which I haven't got my phone to show the diagram. I'm going to draw it with my finger. Podcast, you're not really missing that much. But so let's say you go on your last restrictive diet, or you're at the depth of an eating disorder and you're very, very low on the graph of like below your set point. And then you start recovery, you go all in, and your weight might, depending on where you are in relation to your set point, when you start the journey of recovery, your weight might shoot up. And because your body only cares about survival, it's got all these repair works to do, it will usually, not everyone, I did by about 10 pounds ish, have an overshoot weight where you will go up to, and then without doing anything different, still eating unrestrictedly, still doing everything you were doing in the beginning of recovery, some people naturally just drop down a little bit, so then your set point weight then completely evens out if you don't fuck with your relationship with food. And that's what was my that was my experience. And you're perhaps in that experience right now.
I feel, and I don't know for certain, that I did overshoot because my weight, I don't know my weight, I don't weigh myself.
No, I
My
don't.
clothes are getting looser, and I feel that my body is settling down more. But physically, I think, I suppose, because of the duration of time I was in the eating disorder.
Yeah, the severe restricting. At least
Yeah.
I was binging at half of mine, so at least I was nourishing
I
myself.
feel like the repairs, the physical repairs, have taken for me longer than the mental
Yeah.
work, the emotional work.
Yeah. Which is great because you're
Yes.
fine with it all then.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
So I think my body had to overshoot to have enough stores to start the extensive repair work, because
Which
you're not
makes
going to start a
sense.
big job with
Excuse
just
me.
a week's worth of materials,
No,
are you?
no.
So,
That's a great way of looking at it. It's very true. And also
yeah.
financial materials, if you look at it from like a building perspective,
Yeah.
if you're going to run out
Yeah,
already, then what's the
you're
point?
not gonna re-roof your house when you've only got tiles for one
The
corner, right?
rain's going to come in, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you need to get the whole lot
Yeah.
to do the
And
job.
have extra tiles just in case.
Yes. And then when the job is done, you can sell the excess
Yeah,
tiles.
exactly that.
So yeah, I feel that I'm towards the end of, I don't know for
Letting
certain.
go of the tiles,
Yeah.
so to speak. But one last thing around that is, again, surrender, but letting go of control. Because even trying to know your set point,
Yeah.
even what then what I did, because I knew it was a set point range, I was like, okay, then I'm going to be in my set point range, but the lower end of my set point range. And then I was like, right, so if my body's got a range of between 7 to 10 pounds of a range, and this is, I've dropped my crystal, this is environmental, meaning I have a personal training session 3 times a week now because I absolutely love it. If for some reason I was injured, touch wood, and I didn't have those, my set point range, because it my set point won't go up because I'm in my set point, my weight might go up a little bit because I'm not moving as much, but it's within a range. So everyone's different between around £7 of a range, depending on your environmental factors. So I wanted to then control the part of the set point range I was in. But then that's restriction, that's fucking with your food, and that's actually doesn't work, because then I had the rebellion binges that got me out of my set point range in the higher side. So I learn over and over again through trial and error, all you can do is surrender, trust, listen to your body, eat unrestrictedly, do the emotional work.
Yeah, and I would say don't be thinking, I'm in an overshoot, this is going to change.
Yes.
I did that for ages, and it's only when
You let
I
go.
let go and said, actually, this is the body I'm in, and I'm just going to accept her and stop wishing for change. Stop checking every day to see if the edema is going down. If just this is my body today, this is me. Tomorrow, this is going to be me, and stop hoping for different, just accepting what is.
Amen to that. That's a big one. Because we only have now. So in the future, we could gain weight, lose weight, stay the same weight, but we only have now anyway. So, and that's what Dawn shared with us at meditation. What didn't she? Just for today. So just for today, I'm going to practice. It's a practice, and it's a state of being, to be in acceptance and surrender, the body I have, just for today. And then tomorrow is another just for today. And then before you know it, including all the recovery work you're doing, you're no longer afraid of weight gain. I never thought those words would ever come out of my life, out of my mouth. I'm not afraid of weight gain. Are you?
No, I'm not afraid of weight gain. I mean, if I had
Wow.
a magic wand and I could wave it and choose exactly what size I wanted to be, it probably wouldn't be the size I am.
Yeah, same.
But
We don't have a magic
we don't
wand.
have a magic wand, and I am not prepared to give up any of the other gains I had
No,
just
no way.
to have my body looking
Because
different.
it our values have changed now too. So yes, it would be nice for me to have my six pack back again and blah 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 with all the fitness stuff I was in. But
Even
it's
that's a
just,
conditioned mindset, though, isn't it?
yeah, it's just a wouldn't it be nice? And I don't even, in fact, I don't even think about it unless it's brought up in front of me or someone asked me the question directly, or we're being honest with you now. Wouldn't it be nice? Because my value isn't appearance anymore, so I don't value it anymore.
One thing that's I find interesting though, although if there was a magic wand, and yes, I would change how my body looked. Although I don't love how my body looks now, if I think back to when I was in the eating disorder and my body was a lot smaller, I hated my body.
You
I
did.
hated how my body looked, even when it couldn't have got much thinner because there wasn't much left to lose.
Can't lose skin.
No, I still thought I was fat. I still hated my body. So
It's nothing to
there's
lose.
nothing to lose, really. You don't have to love how you look
To be it so
to
fucking happy
accept
in
it.
life.
Yeah, you can accept
Yeah.
how you are. I love my body, not for how she looks, but well, for the fact that I'm still alive,
Yeah, we were
which
talking about that yesterday. How are you still alive? I have no
no idea.
idea. Nope.
For everything, all the support, just everything.
She's kind of cool, isn't she? Your body.
Yeah,
My body is
very.
too. And can we just point out how red my face is? It does that, doesn't it? My face is so cute because I have no makeup on. When we go outside, and we did this morning in a lovely walk in the woods, and it's a bit cold, when I get cozy and warm, those of you that are not, it looks like I've got a mask on, a white eye mask, doesn't
Yeah,
it?
why aren't your eyes red?
No idea, but that's what my face does. And I used to hate it about myself, but now I think it's quite cute. But what I will add to that before we move on to that complicated, not complicated question, but the last one is, oh my God, wait. Oh, it's gone. It's gone.
He'll come back.
It'll come back. You were just talking about accepting the weight gain and everything. Oh, it's come back. Thank you. So I did. So Julia shared that she didn't like her body in the thinness. The anorexia I didn't. I'm talking specifically now about the bulimia. So when I was binging, purging, repeat, I did like the way my body looked. So I think that's worth saying, because a lot of other people do have the experience Julia's had where she didn't like her body, but I did. I mean, it was never good enough, obviously. It was never good enough, but I loved the way, I mean, looking back now, I think it's way too much. But at the time, I loved the way my body looked. I was proud of my leanness and muscles and blah, blah, blah. But even still, giving that up was worth it to gain weight and to gain the mental freedom and the self-love that I have. It's worth it a million times over. So I guess it all depends on what you want more.
Yeah.
It all, because if you're in an eating disorder and you say you want to get out, and of course you do, how do I say this without offending anybody? Because everyone's story is different. And you know, there's things like ADHD and autism and everything that kind of can encompass this. In my opinion, professional and personal, and I'll ask how Julia feels about this, but I already know because we chat about this stuff all the time. The pain of staying where you are has got to be worse than the pain of change for you to make a change.
Yes.
Otherwise, you will stay stuck in wanting to, reading about it, doing a course, reading another book, and not actually doing anything. Just
Yeah.
learning about it.
And on that point, I think there's a point partway through recovery when the pain of where you were and how awful it was has faded a little.
Oh, yes.
And but you're still in the huge pain of trying to recover
And weight gain.
and weight gain. And then the pain of where you were looks better than the pain of recovery.
So glad you brought that up.
So what would be really helpful for you to do for yourself right now is to write yourself a letter of how shit living in the eating disorder really is and how you really feel, so that you can read it when that part in the middle comes and you think, the eating disorder wasn't so bad.
I literally have tears in my eyes because I'm so glad you brought that up, because that was huge for me.
Yeah.
The weight gain came, and like I said a bit ago, away a bit ago, I was like, I think the eating disorder is better and I want
Yeah.
to go back. But that is not true. That is like anyone that's had an ex-boyfriend who's perhaps been abusive or whatever, and then it's so bad you break up with this person and they hound you and send you flowers and things,
Yeah,
and
get
then
all
you
nicey
start to think,
nicey.
oh, maybe it wasn't
It
that
wasn't so
bad.
bad
And,
after
you know,
all.
we had all these good times. Nope. Don't go there.
So write yourself a letter.
Yeah. In depth, in detail.
Of how shit it is.
And how you
Even
feel.
the horrible, like
Day to day.
the side effects of the laxative abuse and all that, all the awful stuff that you don't even want to think about because it feels so awful.
Yeah. Write about it.
So
And
that
like,
you
I'm so glad you brought up Julia. And then how you say it won't always happen,
no,
but it happened to me and it
it
can
happened
happen
to
to a
me.
lot
Yeah,
when you're thinking, I can't do this.
it's too
I want to
hard.
go back. It's too hard. What if I'm the person who recovers in a bigger body and still has a mental eating disorder and is actually
Yes,
worse off and still in the eating disorder? It's impossible for that to happen if you do the work. Impossible, because you're a human, you have a brain which can be rewired through repetition, consistency, and with a coach like Julia and I, who actually knows what they're talking about and who's done it themselves, the emotional work, the support, of course you will fully recover.
and the way you're feeling that the eating disorder doesn't seem so bad after all is evidence that recovery is already helping you, because you're already feeling better than you were when you were in the depths of the eating
Because you're
disorder.
forgetting about the, I guess it's,
Yes.
is it like pregnancy or not?
No.
Okay, I don't know. So, because I think of pregnancy, then I think, holy shit, why do people have babies again
Oh,
after?
yeah, you forget the pain of childbirth.
Yes.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Well, you don't forget the pain, but it's not so bad.
Well, that's different because it's a loving biological thing to create life.
Still hurts a
Still,
lot.
I can imagine. So yeah, massively grateful you brought that up, Julia. This is why I love what we do here. And the last one was opinions and thoughts on the, how do you say it?
I was going to leave that to
Ozempic.
Ozempic, yeah,
Ozempic, which
the weight loss
is
drug.
the weight loss drug, which was invented and created for people with diabetes, if I'm
I'm going to
correct?
let you answer this question because
Yeah.
I don't have enough information on it.
Okay, and I did research it because I needed to know what this was. So anything that I'm going to share now is just from research I've done, remembering what people have shared. So this is just a full-on Victoria opinion. I've never taken it. I've not supported a client who's taken it, so I don't have experience with it. But from my knowledge, it was created for people with diabetes because apparently, and again, I'm not a doctor, but I've done a lot of research and have interviewed a lot of professionals in this space. Apparently, losing weight cures diabetes, which in my opinion is bullshit. It's blood sugar management. There's a lot more to it than just weight loss. So it was created for patients to lose weight as a help, as a quote, helpful way to go. However, I've heard there are extreme side effects because what it does when you inject it, I think you inject it, I'm not sure, like every so many weeks or every month or something like that. And when you inject it, you can feel extremely sick. They even advise taking a few days off work if possible because you feel that bad. And what it does is it delays digestion. So it almost, like I was saying to you, Julia, mimics when someone's in anorexia, if they eat at all, your body will cling on to as much of it as possible, obviously, because it has no idea when it's going to get food again.
Yeah.
So taking this drug injection thing, it keeps food in your stomach for a very long time. I think it's called delayed gastral emptying, something like that. So you don't feel hungry hardly ever. Everything slows down, your digestion slows down. If you like pooing every morning, I'm assuming you're not going to poo every
If
morning.
everything's slowing, your metabolism's slowing as well, right down.
Yeah, everything's slowing down, but you're less hungry. So if you, and again, what if people eat when they're not hungry? Because I do.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So again, I've not had experienced this, but from what I'm aware, there's a lot of side effects that you apparently just get used to. And then that's how you lose weight because your appetite goes. But two things I will say on this. Number one, not gonna lie, if this had been in on the market when I was in the eating disorder, so before I was 30, I would have given my entire life savings to get this drug. I would have probably cut my arm off to get this to lose weight. I would have given anything to lose weight. So I would have been on this bandwagon 1,000% in the eating disorder. So absolutely no judgment. And I'm not in a large body. So I haven't got experience of what that is like either. So I want to speak to that too. But I will say, unless you want to take this for the rest of your life, which I don't know if you can actually do that, whether it's safe to do that, I don't know, then I would not advise it at all ever because if you come off it, your set point's going to go back up to where it was. Your body will fight. Well, your body will never stop fighting to get to its set point. You've not actually learn how to connect to your body because you're just like suppressing it with an injection. And so you're going to be no further along.
And your body's so clever, it's going to adapt anyway, and your metabolism's going to drop, and your body will adapt to still fight to try and keep you at your set point weight
Yeah.
range, even though
Yeah.
you're taking this
Yeah.
substance. I don't know, I just don't think I'd want to put it in my body anyway.
No, this is my personal
The
opinion. I
side
wouldn't.
effects means that it's basically poisoning your body. Your body does not like
Your
it.
body's not functioning as a body should
No.
in a
And
healthy
you
way.
wouldn't have those side effects if your body was accepting it.
Exactly. So I've heard, and again, I don't know, but I've heard you have to take other drugs as well to try and stop the side effects being so severe, all for the name of weight loss. And I feel like, when is this ever going to end? When we decide it ends. And again, I'm not in a large body, so it's easier for me to say, and I have the knowledge of experience of recovery and self-love and all of that. And so I don't blame anyone who is on it, who wants to be on it, because a thin body in this society equals validation, acceptance, all of that. But unless you want to do the deeper
It
work,
doesn't equal self-acceptance, though.
oh my God,
And
the opposite.
happiness is not a number on the scales. It's
Nope.
not a destination of a number.
Or from a drug to make you smaller.
I never reached that. I reached my targets so many times and they always changed. I never reached the happy.
Weight loss doesn't make you happy.
No.
You think it will, and you'll have past evidence that you're happier, because I did when I lost weight. It was temporary. It's all conditional, temporary happiness. And unless, and this is a great note to end on, and just in an hour, oh my goodness. Unless,
talked for that long.
yeah, look, 56.
20 minutes, you said.
Whatevs. Unless you are ready, okay, not ready, scrap that. Unless you're willing to do the deep inner work, your relationship with yourself won't change. If you're only focusing on the behaviors such as weight loss, weight gain, eating more, eating less, it's only going to be temporary.
Yeah.
And we want true lasting freedom for you for life, which is what we have, which is why we're helping other women and men, whoever feel called to work with us, get to that place. And it's indescribable, isn't it? We would not be doing what we've done
No.
this weekend and had such an incredible time and yummy food and food just be pleasurable and nourishing and not anxiety provoking or a binge fest for the weekend. Although, depending on what I ate last night, people might decide I was binging, but that's just how I love to eat at the cinema, a big fuck off pick and mix. And it was so good. So yeah, last words of wisdom from your little red face friend. It's worth it.
Oh, 100%. What you gain is so much more than just weight.
It really is.
Just
Yeah.
so much. It's what I weigh is insignificant now.
Completely. Like, actually, not
Yeah.
even pretending it's in like it
It's
actually
completely
is.
insignificant.
Yeah.
It doesn't, if somebody doesn't accept me for the size body I'm in, then they're not my person.
No, and they're judging themselves for their
Yeah.
size body because everything's a mirror. So if you want to be free, fully recover, you deserve more than what is it, Quasi, Casey recovery when you
I
like kind of
don't
half
know. I
recovery?
always think
How do
it's
you even, oh,
quasi, but I
quasi?
don't
I
know.
don't know. We should know this. Well, actually, we shouldn't because we don't
So
live in
everybody
the.
says it's differently, though. So I hear it
You
differently from
deserve more
everyone.
than part recovery than
Yes,
almost
you deserve to
recovery.
be free.
Yeah. And free is free, full stop,
Yeah,
not
it's
half
not
free,
conditionally
not
free.
conditionally free, free, full stop.
Yeah.
And we are, and we can do it. And I swear to God, I know that. A lot of people say, if I can do it, so can you. You really can, because we didn't think we could.
40 years, like,
Julia had 40 years in severe restriction.
yes.
I had, what, 5, 6 years in anorexia, and the rest of my years were spent binging, purging, dieting, like yo-yoing up and down, up and down.
And I just had no self-worth at all.
No,
I was just scared
none.
of everyone and
You
everything.
was very scared when I first met you. And I've always been bold, but I was scared of weight gain, petrified. Anyway, 59 minutes and 15 seconds.
Wow.
And we'll do another one. We just won't be in, well, we will be in person because I'll go to Julie's, but it might not be for a couple of months. So we'll do another one over Zoom.
Yeah.
So, as always, we do love your feedback.
Yes,
We love your
definitely.
feedback.
Love your
So,
questions as
yes,
well.
we love, because otherwise we'd have to make our own questions up and it's not
Yeah,
as fun, is it? I
no.
want to support you with what you need support with. So keep sending your questions in. Please tag us and share on your stories and get encourage people to watch, listen to this. And we love you.
So much.
We'll
You
see you
can do it. We
soon.
believe in you.
1,000%. And we know you can all do it. Much love. Mwah.
Bye.
Bye bye.